It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. You've downloaded episode 270. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Thank you for downloading. Today is March 21st.
2010.
We're almost done with March. I can't believe it.
This year's going by pretty quick.
My birthday was almost 20 days ago. Fucking crazy.
But you know what? So far, this has been an awesome year.
Oh, it has. I'm excited.
Me too.
I'm excited to see what else it's going to bring. That's like the best part.
Yeah, it's been so much better than 2009 already. Mm-hmm. And
I would have to agree.
Is it me or does 2010 just keep getting better and better?
Just getting better and better.
Like the Olive Garden.
Fucking love that part of that show.
I know, right?
So Julie and I were just here. We're like setting up everything. And I have this puff guard on this microphone. And I was like, well, I don't know. Is this kind of pointless?
And I'm like...
Because it's kind of like... I guess because of the stand I have... The stand that I have, it really doesn't fit right, I guess.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks annoying to me. That's like the Joan Crawford thing in me. I don't like
how it looks. So I'm like, well, let me put the cans on and
you
puff into it and with the guard on and then move it and puff into it without the guard on. Mm-hmm. Well, he puffed into it a few times with the guard on and then, you know, I had my eyes closed and he moved it and puffed into it and I about jumped out of my seat. So.
He jerked his headphones off. He's like, fuck.
Yeah, it was really loud.
Oh, by the way, I think people are really liking the angry.
They call angry.
They call it like the Hulk voice.
Oh.
But we got to do the hook too on there too.
The
so.
Hook.
Yeah.
Well, you are the hooker, so.
How dare you? Mm. So what do we got to talk about? We have a lot of stuff today.
Well, you want to get right into the sad story of the week?
Oh, we'll go ahead and get this started.
Because we like to get our sad stuff out of the way first.
Right. Well, on Tuesday, I come up to Julian, and I was like, guess... I go, I am so pissed, and I like started crying.
Mm-hmm.
And Julian's like, what the fuck? He looked at me like, shit, what's wrong? So I was walking around the lake on Tuesday.
Yeah, he like was tearing up like somebody just called him.
Right.
Straight or something.
And I put this on Twitter, so some people already know about this.
Right.
So I'll tell the people that don't follow me on Twitter.
Not everybody's on the Twitty.
Right, or Facebook. So I'm walking around the lake on Tuesday, and it's just like a normal walk. And ahead of me, about a quarter of a mile, I see a duck that's trying to cross the road. Lake Morton is kind of like the area where all our birds are, swans and all that stuff. It's kind of like a park, I guess.
Yeah, it's park slash like bird sanctuary slash...
Wild, like, plants and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Like horticulture and stuff. That's the right word, right? Or botany?
Horticulture.
Oh, okay. So I'm walking the lake, and about a quarter of a mile in front of me, I see a car stop because there's a duck trying to cross the road. So I'm looking, and the guy starts beeping his horn, I guess because she's not moving fast enough. Well, she stops.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the guy getting out of his car to shoo her away like most people do.
Naturally.
He decides that he's just going to fucking run over her. And I was horrified, Julian. I was so upset.
What a fucking...
Asshole.
Bastard.
Douchebag.
Yeah.
We know some of you guys don't like the word douchebag, but we sure do like to use it. Douchebag.
Yeah, well, somebody that does that is...
Right. So, I am, like, horrified. And then there's people, like, about 20 people feeding the birds. Because this is an area where people go feed the birds with bread, old bread and stuff. So, the guy pulls away, but I guess someone got his license plate number. Because by the time I got back around to the lake, they had already pulled him over with animal services.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the sad part is when I came back around, she was still laying there because they haven't picked her up yet. Her eggs, I guess she was going to have babies,
mm-hmm.
and her eggs were like smashed on the ground. But what the saddest part was is that her mate was right there, like hitting her with his head, trying to get her to wake up. It was the saddest fucking thing I have ever seen in my life.
That would have disturbed me had I had to see it.
And you know, and I went on Twitter, and there were some people like, it's just a bird. I'm like, no, it's not just a bird. It was an innocent bird that was murdered.
It's life.
Yeah, it's different when you're, like, killing them to eat them But if you're just, what are you looking for?
Something to throw at him.
Oh. Quit! But if you murder, I mean, well, first of all, there's a $500 fine if you hurt one of the birds around the lake on purpose. And then I'm sure since he did it on purpose, he's going to get jail time. Stop.
What is the irony of us talking about animal cruelty?
I know.
Meanwhile, I'm throwing a sandal at the dog so he'll quit itching his ass.
But it's different. He's still alive. But I was just so brokenhearted over it. And yeah, I was sad for the duck, but I was like sad that a fucking human being would be in such a hurry that they would fucking do something like that.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
There is no, I mean, if somebody's life was on the line,
mm-hmm.
that would be one thing. But
right.
just because
they weren't fast enough.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
So that put me in a pissy mood all night long. And the next day I was sad. I was telling people at work and I started to tear up every time because it's sad. I don't like that. That's just not cool with me.
Yeah.
So
the whole, and when the whole mate thing got me.
Yeah. That's the sad part. And when I did not like it when people were like, oh, well, it's just a bird. Yeah. It's not like they hit a human. Same difference. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Actually, I like fucking animals more than I do humans most of the time.
Yeah, because a lot of humans are assholes.
Right. So, that's the sad story. So, sad we'll get story. Out of the sad stories and we'll go into
we'll go into something a little more lighthearted here. This is something I've had on my list for a couple weeks now.
Oh, okay.
One of our part of our podcast family, extended family,
mm-hmm.
both Taylor and Rodan,
mm-hmm.
both said that they had been lucky, the lucky Pierre in a three-way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, of all the things that I've done sexually, that has never been part of my...
You've never had a three-way?
I've had three-way, but I've never been lucky Pierre. You know what that is, right?
No.
Imagine three guys and one's fucking one and that one's fucking another. It's the guy in the middle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Why is it called a Lucky Pierre?
Because the guy in the middle is Lucky Pierre.
Oh, okay.
Because he's both getting it and giving it.
Why do they call him Pierre, though?
Fuck if I know. Maybe he was French.
Maybe I'm looking too into it. Oh, fuck me.
And get fucked. But I'm like...
I've never done that. And I've never been in that situation.
I have been pretty adventurous sexually, and mm-hmm. I never even come close to doing that.
Well, that just goes to show you that Taylor and Rodan are whores.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Just joking. We love you.
Especially after what Taylor said about my alarm clock.
Mm-hmm. Which we're going to get... I forgot to put that on the list. I was going to talk about that. So, ever since I've lived with Julian... When you were with Chris...
There you go again.
Here I go again. When you were with Chris, Connor, whoever, and, you know, you're usually one of their houses on Friday night.
Right.
You know. So, I'm...
You know, like the whore that you are.
Yeah, like the whore that you are. Every time... Every Saturday morning at 6 fucking a.m., Julian's alarm clock goes the fuck off. And I have to get up. This weekend, I fucking stubbed my toe and I was pissed.
You were angry.
I was fucking angry. I was so mad. I was so mad that I Twittered that shit. I was like, I fucking hate his clock.
I hated him so much.
Dude, why don't you just use the alarm clock on your phone?
I do.
Because then you can set it Monday through Friday.
I do. But that one is my pre.
But you can do two alarms on your phone.
I already have two on the phone.
You can do as many alarms as you need to on the phone. Or can you set that one not to go off on the weekends?
Well, no. Because it doesn't do weekdays only. But what I can try... Mm-hmm. is I can try a third alarm on my phone and see if that one will work for me. But the thing is, with that one, it makes me get up and walk a few steps to turn it off.
And then go back to bed.
And then lay back down, and it gets me kind of in a lighter sleep. That way, when the phone alarm goes off, I'm not...
Well, how about you put your phone over there?
Well, I suppose.
Just an idea. Okay. That's just an idea.
I'm open to ideas.
You know, because Saturday mornings, I really don't like getting up at 6 a.m. and turning off your alarm. And Simba's like, when are you going to turn that shit off, bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some mornings I don't get up to like 6:30, but it's been going that whole time. And I know that Simba's pissed because she's just like...
How dare you wake me up?
Little alarm clock.
Well, my bad.
Let's see what else we got here. We're going to try to make this into two shows, so we're trying to liven it up a little bit and try to... Maybe it'll just be two 20-minute shows
you
instead.
You mean be funnier than the last couple episodes?
Well... I don't, you know, people like have different ways of viewing our shows.
Something occurred to me that since the reason our chat room was so blah last Sunday is because it was, you switched the Sundays we're normally on. So maybe people weren't expecting us to be on, and they were expecting us to be on this Sunday.
That's true. Because people kept asking me today, are we going to be live? And I said no.
Yeah.
Maybe I should stick to the schedule from now on. I thought I was doing them a favor because I didn't want to skip three Sundays in a row.
But once they get, you know, their schedule and set, then they tend to show up when...
All right, so should we set the schedule the way it is now and start every other Sunday from now on?
Well...
And then if we miss a Sunday because something happens, that'll be a Sunday we missed?
I guess. But I mean, since we did it last Sunday, I think we should just stick on that schedule.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So not today... But next Sunday.
Correct.
We'll keep that scheduled.
Right.
Every other Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You never know. We might, you know,
also
do a live
too.
Show every Sunday. When I was on Archer's show, they asked me, how come I don't do a live show every Sunday? And I said, well, usually because it's an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we use both parts for the show during the week.
Right.
And it's fucking editing that I have to do.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't like doing that.
Yeah, I know.
The least amount I can edit is the best. So,
what else you got?
I have something that I realized last week.
You're a woman trapped in a man's body?
No.
You're a black woman trapped in a man's body?
No.
Oh, damn.
I'm a black lesbian trapped in a man's body.
Oh, so close.
Close. No cigar.
Mm.
let's just say there was an incident last week.
Mm-hmm.
That... And we won't even say last week. We could just say a couple previous shows ago.
Okay.
Where I had talked about something that I had did.
You had did?
That I'd done.
Mm-hmm.
And that involved other people.
Correct.
And I talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel anything was wrong with it.
No.
Felt great.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Well, then I get the news that these few people weren't happy because
right.
I had talked about what we did
mm-hmm.
and that I mentioned them on the show without really acknowledging them, you
mm-hmm.
know, telling them. So I've been doing this for almost 4 years.
Right.
And it's easier and easier for me to talk about my life and the things that I do in my life. And sometimes I forget that there are people in my life that don't want to be involved on the show, or, you know, they're not interested in that part.
Right.
Or maybe we do something and they want it to be not secret, but just, you know, not broadcasted.
Right.
So I was talking to Julian about it this week, and I was just saying that sometimes I forget that people aren't wanting to do that kind of thing. And it's hard for me to edit.
Yeah, I know. And
people out of my life.
And I understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, you know, anybody I meet and I'm going to do things with,
mm-hmm.
you know, I like to put it out front. I'm like, look, you know, I do a podcast
mm-hmm.
and I generally talk about things that are in my life. And what we do is subject to being talked about.
Right.
You know, and that's just whether you can accept that as part of me or not.
Well, the persons involved... knew that I had a podcast.
Right.
So it's not like they didn't know and then bam, I was talking about them. So I kind of forget that I need to ask or say, oh, is it okay if I talk about this? Or can I talk about it but use a different name? Or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Right.
So I'm going to try to work harder on that. And if there's anyone out there that I've done that to and is not happy and you're still listening, I'm sorry.
Hmm.
You know, I'll try to make that a better thing. You know, try to make it a more conscious
decision. You do that.
And just sitting here, that soup smells fucking good. We're making Tasty Diane's chicken tortilla soup that she sent us. She sent us a recipe, and it smells fucking good.
It does. For the first hour you were cooking it, though,
mm-hmm.
it smelled like a Pakistani gas station in here. And by that, I mean onions and garlic.
Wouldn't it also need curry?
Ugh. Or incense. But since you hadn't washed Finbar in a while, I think that takes care of that.
Right. He needs to be washed. He's getting he's starting to look like a cotton ball instead of like separate hair.
He's starting to look like a cotton ball after you've taken the makeup off.
Right.
Well, after a woman's taken the makeup off.
He's looking a little dingy at me. He needs to be.
Yeah, he is looking a little dirty there.
The thing is I have to wash him in the kitchen sink because I don't have like a bathtub to wash him in, you know? I mean, I do, but the water doesn't run out fast enough. I don't have anything to hold the water in the tub.
Well, you know that you can put the sink stopper over that and just hold it there for a minute until the water level gets that high and the water pressure will hold it down in the tub.
I don't have a sink stopper.
The one for the kitchen.
Oh, the black one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
After it gets an inch deep, the water mm-hmm. pressure will hold it down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll try it. Yeah, and I usually just wash them in there because there's a sprayer too.
Oh.
That helps.
Okay.
But I know you're like really weird about things being in the sink.
Yeah, so. Like dogs.
Plungers.
That reminds me. Years ago when I moved out from one apartment complex to another,
mm-hmm.
I had my friend John come over to help me move. Well, first thing he does is step in dog shit out in front of the apartment.
Of course he does.
What does he do but go in the kitchen, take his shoe off, and start to use my vegetable brush.
Ugh.
I'm like, you are not using that to scrape dog shit off of your shoe. No,
what
man.
What was he thinking?
I don't know.
Is this John P?
Yes.
Ugh.
Like, no, man. Take that in the bathroom and dunk it in the toilet if you have to.
That I would never do that, Julian. Never do that.
Thank you.
Because, no. That would be disgusting. Why don't they just take your toothbrush and do it with it?
Right? How dare you?
Ugh.
Probably because I hadn't unpacked that yet.
Hold on, let me mess this cute guy on bare for a
moment. Oh my god. So.
So, oh yeah. Okay. Finished with the story. Well, I just kind of fucked all that up.
The story?
Well, not the story, just our role, I guess.
Well, you know what? Maybe it was a learning experience for mm-hmm. both of you.
Yes. It was for me.
Yeah.
So, I think it was for the other people involved, too.
Well, hopefully something good will come out of it.
Do you want to tell people about your hand-me-down that you received last week?
Yeah, I kind of got a new old computer. I am now the proud.
I can't wait to hear this.
I'm the proud user of a Mac.
Yay! How do you like it so far?
I love it so far.
Mm-hmm.
Really, yeah.
It's not bad, is it?
Once you get used to some of the particulars,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty cool.
Like things are in different spots.
Yeah,
but other than that, it's fine, right?
Yeah, you pick up on it pretty quick.
So, I don't know if people were on my Twitter or Facebook, but I had to get my car fixed because it had a lot of repairs that needed to be done to it,
mm-hmm.
such as an oil leak, a serpentine belt, back brakes. What else was there?
Mm.
Alternator, which happened to go bad on the day that I fucking went to the garage. Angry. I was pissed. Only what makes me more angry is the fact that the part, just the alternator, was $289.
What?
Fucking
that,
$289 goddamn dollars.
That right there on an American car
uh-huh.
would have been $65.
Right. I should have said, could you go get one at a junkyard for me?
So that's the difference between a German car and an American car.
But I still love my car, no matter what. So I had to come up with some money to actually pay for that.
So
I then, also...
Then we loop back around to horticulture on the leg. Ricky sold his...
not around the lake. So I thought, well, since I'm having to pay for this, I might as well do what I'm saying I was going to do for like the past 6 months.
And buy yourself a little happy.
And buy myself a little happy. So I am a proud owner of a new iMac.
It's a big one too.
Yes, but I need it for the show. It's probably going to be my last computer for the next 10 years. So, I love it. It's awesome. It's skinny. It's just
big. And
I was kind of, when I first got it and brought it in here, I was kind of overwhelmed by it because it's big. I didn't think it would look that big in here. And I was like, oh, maybe I should have got the smaller one. Because I have my old iMac, which is what Julian's using, is an old 17-inch, I think. I think it's 17-inch.
Yeah.
So, and they had a 21, I think it's what it is. No, 24.
Right.
One of those. And I was looking at it. But then when you look at it compared to this one, it looks really small in the store. And I think they do that shit on purpose.
Of course they do. They want you to buy the big one.
Yeah. So I bought the big one. And when I got it here, I thought I made a big mistake.
That's big.
Julian's like, fuck.
And I don't say, oh my God, that's big.
Yeah. So actually, I don't have the dual screens anymore. So we're going to set Julian's old computer up somewhere in the house with the screen.
Right.
And
because my old monitor can now be used as an anchor on.
It sure can.
And an oil tanker.
It weighs like 50 pounds.
Yeah, it's a big mofo.
We could set the computer up in the kitchen. So like when we're doing recipes and stuff, you know, because we cook a lot.
Yeah. Today's the first time that kitchen's had cooking other than you heating up soup. Yeah,
pretty
in
much.
Like 6 months.
So, yeah, I bought myself a little happy, and I'm happy.
Actually, that's a big happy.
Yeah, that's a big happy.
It's very nice.
Sorry about the reindeer in the room. You want to do a phone call really quick?
Yeah.
And then we'll get the hell out of here.
Okay. Call our hotline. We want to hear from you.
Call our hotline. We want to hear from you. I always forget that I can turn that down over here.
Yeah, and I always have to point and motion my finger.
Motion the finger. So you know how last week we were bitching how... What the hell?
Well,
you know how we were bitching that Franco never calls us, never emails us anymore,
yeah,
just
doesn't
participate?
And just so happens I heard him on the BFO
the next day
calling in, yeah.
And Julian's like, what the fuck? Well, he finally called in.
Oh my God.
I know. Are you ready for
this? My feet are very cold, so apparently hell has frozen over.
Here we go.
Hi, Ricky and Julian. It's Franco. And I haven't called in a long time or been in the live Pride 48 programs, but I've been kind of busy with school. But I know that's no excuse, but I know Big Ricky's probably, you know, sucking his lips going, okay, but whatever. You know, you guys know you love me.
What did he say? I couldn't understand him. He broke up.
He said, Big Ricky's probably sitting there sucking his lips going, okay. Which, as I look over, that was exactly what you were doing.
I was like,
as he was talking, yes.
You don't have to tell him, Julian. Shit.
You shut up. Okay, I just wanted to call to say that I love you guys. That's it. Bye.
Well, we love you too, Franco, but we'd love you more if you'd call in more often.
Or maybe come visit us. That'd be awesome.
Could do that too.
It just said that we got a new email and I guess we didn't. Okay. Never mind. Sorry. If anyone uses a Mac, I've moved away from using the mail client, mm-hmm. which I showed you that you could do.
And then I chose not to use.
Yeah. And I've chosen to use just the Gmail web service. So I'm trying to get used to our looking at emails and stuff that we've received from listeners and stuff. So it's kind of hard for me right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on it. So yeah, I think that's it. We've been, it's 25 minutes. Okay. And we got more shit to talk about. So, what do I want to say?
That's all I got to say.
Oh, should we tell them about the idea about the DVD or just wait till the next one?
We can wait till the next
one. Okay. If you like, give us a call at 206-984-FOWL or 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
And you can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. You can follow me on Twitter under Foul Monkeys.
Join our Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook, or follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Shut
Up. Oh, did you forget?
No, you started laughing at me and you fucked me up. That's all your fault.
Oh, it's always my fault.
You can follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
Sounds good. All right, well, that's the show for today. And I guess we will talk to you, well, talk for you in a week.
Or through you.
Oh, live show next Sunday, March. What's next Sunday? Today's the
fuck if I know.
Today's the 28th, March 28th.
Okay.
We'll be live from 3 to 4 at pride48.com. Come chat, tell all your friends, all that great stuff. Alrighty, we'll talk to you later.
Peace.
Bye.